the Brewers in Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 2 of the Brewers and the Phillies at Citizens Bank Park. The Brewers won last night 6-2. Top of the fifth, Christian Yelich at the plate against Phillies reliever Tanner Banks, who had just come into the game on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Yelich at the plate, infield back, first pitch swinging, fly ball to left, sends Kepler back at the wall and gone! First pitch into the ball game and it leaves to stage left. Yelich, his 11th home run of the season, and the Brewers have hung a 5-spot on the Phillies.
And not wasting any time, first pitch.
Yelich with 2 home runs, 4 runs batted in, the Brewers stealing 5 bases. They lead the National League in stolen bases. Manager Pat Murphy.
That is a factor, and you know we have to be that type of team. And I don't know that it was the factor tonight as much as it was the threat of the steal. But I'll take Yelly's 2 homers over the steals.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and hazy tonight with a low in the mid-50s and filtered sunshine for tomorrow, a high around 80. Mostly sunny and up to the low 80s on Sunday. Close to 90 on Monday, breezy, storms Monday night and Tuesday. Currently at 62 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm going to light it up State Street style because I'll be live from Madison. Joining me in studio will be Madison filmmaker Austin Galante and UW Cinematheque programmer Ben Reiser.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Weil, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to health care, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees, I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt and Aaron
on air. You're
listening
to pre-recorded content.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allbaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allbaugh, along with our outstanding producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program here on Friday, TGIF, May 30th, 2025, from the world headquarters of Civic Media downtown Madison. It looks like clouds. I guess it might still be cloudy, but it looks a little darker than it should because we are under a air quality advisory, the entire state of Wisconsin for all day, as these Canadian wildfires, which are raging up in Canada. Brittany Merlot this morning on the Pat Kreitlow Show told us that this is at least due in part to climate change, global warming, and this is causing bigger and a longer fire season, not just in Canada, but in parts of the United States as well. And now we have, when this happened, what, a year or two ago, something like that, we had, and it lasted for several days where it was really hard to be outside. So this will not last several days. It's expected that after today, what's going to happen is a cold front is going to move through. That's going to create some showers and garden variety thunderstorms through parts of Wisconsin today and into overnight. And that will kind of push out the smoke in the air. So it should be a little bit easier and better to breathe by tomorrow. Temperatures warm up during the weekend. And then by Monday, This is what happens when you start your day at 4:30. By Monday, it's going to get what my grandma used to call sultry. It's going to be sultry on Monday. Exactly the type of weather that Zomers loves. It's going to be like 90 and humid.
Dripping. I am. I'm going to go find. I'm going to walk into a random restaurant that has a walk-in freezer and just go in there. Just walk back into the kitchen and go in the walk-in freezer.
It'll be a hot one on Monday. So be prepared for those summer-like temperatures coming in on Monday. Coming up here in just a little bit, we're going to do some of the what's worse for you today, and also. It is one of the national days. You know, there's like, you know, National Spaghetti Day, National Be Nice to Your Mom Day. There's a national day for everything. Well, today, there is a national day based on a Sesame Street skit. I did not know this existed, and I am thrilled by it. So we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes as well, and also get into more of the serious news. Lots of news today, particularly around immigration. And one of the stories, once again, has Wisconsin in the spotlight. An immigrant who was charged with threatening to kill the president of the United States, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem tweeted about it, has ruined this guy's reputation, and now it comes out he's 100% innocent. So we'll discuss that a little bit later as well. I want to remind you here, we are smack dab in the middle of our Friday, Free Ticket Friday, Milwaukee Brewer giveaway. This is for 4 tickets to the Milwaukee Brewer game for Saturday, June 7th. And it's very important. It's very important that you go to this game. We cannot exchange it or trade it out. You have to be able to go Saturday, June 7th when they take on San Diego at 6:35. So it's for that game. Download the Civic Media app if you don't have it, because you're going to want to have it for Monday as well when we start our new Scotty Sunburn Summer Giveaway ticket thing.
Close enough.
It's our big text-to-win contest starting on Monday. And you have to have the Brewers or the Civic Media app for that.
Notably, also a statewide contest.
Yes, exactly. So download the Civic Media app for not just today for the Brewers tickets, but for our new text to win contest starting on Monday. You download the app, you open it up. The first 11 stations are ours. And then you click on one of those. You'll see text in the lower right hand corner. Click on that and then text the word right now. The word is park, P-A-R-K. Always good to go to the park during the summer. P-A-R-K. Text it right now on the Civic Media app, and you can be eligible to win 4 club-level seats in the beautiful club level. Nice seats, great seats, for Saturday, June 7th against San Diego. Park, P-A-R-K. Park is the word. Maggie Dawn will have another word coming up sometime between 4 and 6 this afternoon. Right now, let's go to the phone before we do what's worse. How about that? 855-752-4842. Mark from Prairie du Sac. Mark, you wanted to speak about this incident I was talking about. We're going to talk more about it in a bit, but involving Kristi Noem.
Yeah, does this guy have any cause of action for this? For Kristi Noem defaming this guy? I mean, trying to ruin this guy's life. I mean, that figuratively, you know, I'd want her head on a spike. I mean, it's the kind of thing that here she's caught cosplaying all over the bloody country, you know, posing with, you know, holding higher powered weapons and with her, you know, her thugs alongside of her also holding weapons. And I mean, that is just not the image that is supposed to be portrayed in this. And going after this guy like this, I mean, they need to pay.
Yeah.
I mean, she needs to pay, and it should be with. It should be with her job. I mean, it is just beyond the pale that this woman violated her oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States, and apparently she's never read the document. I mean, I play a constitutional scholar sometimes, but I'm certainly not. But I certainly know that she violated the Constitution 9 ways to Sunday with this nonsense.
Yeah. Appreciate the call, Mark. Agree. It's just a really, really bad look. But even worse, it's really bad for this poor guy who happens to be, by the way, from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Long as Mark called in, let's just give you the details on this story. According to CNN, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem posted on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it this week, that an undocumented migrant from Mexico had been arrested for allegedly sending a letter threatening to kill President Trump. She also included a picture of the man and a copy of the letter. But get this. Investigators now believe the migrant was set up. According to several sources, law enforcement believes that Ramon Morales Reyes, 54, did not write the letter, which was sent to an Immigration and Customs Enforcement office and other agencies. Instead, investigators suspect, a person who is currently awaiting trial in a robbery and assault case in which Reyes was the victim, wrote the letter in an attempt to have him deported. Federal officials who asked for a handwriting sample from Reyes also determined that his handwriting and the threatening letter did not match. The guy is totally innocent. He was set up by someone who assaulted him because they want to get him out of the country. I guess figuring, well, geez, if the guy's out of the country, maybe they'll drop the charges on me. So they make this up and send this out. More now from Wisp Politics and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Mr. Reyes, as we said, 54, a Mexican immigrant living in Milwaukee, was arrested on May 22nd on Milwaukee South Side shortly after dropping his daughter off at school. Family members say the family members of Morales, the innocent guy, are now receiving death threats after Kristi Noem made that post, claiming that he threatened to assassinate President Trump, which he did not do. However, his family members and his attorney say Reyes, who, get this, does not speak English and is not proficient in writing in Spanish, could not have authored the letter. Officials already determined Reyes did not write the letter by the time they interviewed him. Reyes's attorney says DHS was, quote, careless, unquote, with their issuance of the statement. Noem has already done irreversible damage to the family. I mean, this is just absolutely preposterous to me. It's sick. Here's a guy who beat up another person, and he's planting a letter, basically, setting this guy up, trying to get him thrown out of the country so that he gets off the charges of assault. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Dana listening in La Crosse. Dana, thanks for calling. Just a couple of minutes left. What say you?
Hi, Todd. It's been a while. Good to talk to you.
You as well.
Hey, on this Kristi Noem story, I'm trying to think with my MAGA hat on here. If she wrote that letter, but on your latest statements, it sounds like maybe she didn't actually write
it. No, it's not alleged that Kristi Noem wrote it. It's alleged that the guy who beat up Reyes wrote it.
Ah, well, then wouldn't that guy be the one that actually threatened the president, and he should be held liable for it?
Yeah, that's a great point.
You know, that's all I got. Yeah. I got to get back to work.
Okay. Thanks, Dana.
Day.
Really appreciate it. Have a great day up there near Grandad's Bluff in beautiful La Crosse, Wisconsin. No, that's a great point. Again, I'm not an attorney, but there might be something to that. I mean, if he wrote this letter threatening the president of the United States and made it look like someone else did it, I mean, the guy who wrote it, maybe he's liable in that case. I don't know. Either way you cut it, it's so disappointing and so sick, in my opinion. And look, each of us have to take responsibility for our own actions. But again, I go back to, I firmly believe that much of what we do in the country, in our communities, are influenced in some way, shape, or form by the people who we elect. the president of the United States, whomever that is, that person, we're not like other countries that have kings and queens and even, you know, monarchs that are kind of, you know, not, however, they don't run the government, but they're a part of the country. Here, the president of the United States is essentially like our monarch. You want to look up to that person. And when President Trump is demeaning people based on their race, the color of their skin, where they're from, all that does is incite others, his followers, some, not all. But this guy apparently is, well, you know, Trump does this. He disparages immigrants. If I do the same thing, they'll throw this guy out and I'll get off scot-free for beating him up. And the really sick part is that Kristi Noem, who knows better, she doesn't care about the facts. And this is what's so dangerous about this administration. They don't seem to care about the truth. They don't seem to care about what's real and not real. Remember J.D. Vance, when he was running for vice president last year, remember the whole dogs and cats, they're eating the dogs and cats, the Haitian immigrants, which was all made up. J.D. Vance said on the record, we played it for you last year, where he said, hey, if I have to make things up, I will. If we exaggerate to get elected to win this race, we'll do that. They have not changed since they've gotten into office and into power. Come on back. It's 19 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Lighten things up a bit. A little what's worse for you on the other side is the Todd Lyle Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today.
Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Todd Lyle Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Who's that? Who's the artist
that is
there?
The White Stripes.
The White Stripes.
Jack White playing guitar and singing. Oh,
very good. and is pertinent to today's What's Worse. Going to do that in a second. First of all, reminder, if you want to be eligible to win four club-level seat Milwaukee Brewers tickets for Saturday, June 7th, and it is specific to that game, Saturday, June 7th at 6:35 in the evening, go to the Civic Media app and text us the word PARK, P-A-R-K. Text PARK, P-A-R-K, right now, and to be eligible. At the end of the day, the computer will randomly select one winner from all the entries from throughout today, and you will be on your way to AmFam Field on Saturday, June 7th. And by the way, our Luke Mathers reminded us this morning, that particular game, June 7th, they're giving away a Jackson Cheerio replica jersey. So it's for the first 25,000 fans.
So if you win, you might want to try and show up a little early.
Get there
or
early.
A lot early.
Yeah, get there early. So it's really a twofer. You get the seats. If you win, you get the free tickets for the seats, and you get a free jersey for Jackson Cheerio. So why not enter? Chances, bet much better to win this than the lottery.
That's so, for sure.
Text us the word PARK, P-A-R-K, right now on the Civic Media app. Go to the App Store, download it, open it up. First 11 stations are our news talk sports stations. Click on one of those, go to the text icon, and then text the word PARK, P-A-R-K. 24 past 3 o'clock, time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that,
this or that. But of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. In this portion, nothing to give away, no prize money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across all 11 news sports talk stations and the Civic Media Ready Network. No better place to advertise to get your word out of your business, to get your business's word out. How about that? Than the Civic Media Network. Check us out at civicmedia.us. All right. Timely. Timely indeed. Whether, you know, a lot of times Brewers players, whether if they win, they'll go through a line and they shake hands. But not everybody shakes hands, especially after COVID, right? COVID kind of, I mean, the fist bump was always kind of around, but it really took off during COVID. So today's category, what's worse, handshake or fist bump? What's worse, handshake or fist bump? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Charles, listening to WAUK in beautiful Milwaukee. Charles, handshake or fist bump? What's worse?
Handshake. I used to think fist bump was, but 11 years ago, I had a bilateral double lung transplant. So now to keep down germs, I fist pump.
Ah, all right.
And instead of handshaking. So handshaking for me because of germs.
That's a great point. And I think we kind of got sensitized to that during COVID, right? It was just like, well, you know, and some people did like the elbow bump as well during COVID.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Charles. Well, I think that's a great viewpoint on that. A great entry, our first entry. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend, Charles.
You as well.
Thank you very much. What's worse, handshake or fist bump? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on this as well on the Civic Media app. Cam in Appleton says, both are worse. I've been in men's bathrooms and see all of you not wash your hands.
Cam, you nailed it on the head. That is like my number one pet peeve. And I have a lot of stories relating to me trying to convince people to wash their hands or publicly shaming people in front of their families in restaurants for not washing their hands.
Do you do that?
I have done it before.
To a stranger?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'd be like, you might be okay with eating off your pee, but your family probably isn't.
Oh, jeez. I've never done it to just a complete stranger.
Say that to a complete stranger.
Oh, okay.
But that's how I really feel.
Matt, listening in Richland Center, says the fist bump is worse.
I'll read the rest of that.
Yeah, there's more, but we're gonna keep it non-personal. So we're just going to say Matt's vote is for a fist bump is worse. Appreciate the call or the text there. One of our wonderful UPS drivers out there in the old RC getting her done there on a Friday afternoon. What's worse, handshake or fist bump? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or text us on the Civic Media app. What's worse, handshake or fist bump? You want to give yours, Albers?
I think I got to go with Charles and say that handshake is worse. I mean, there is the...
Clearly after what you said.
Well, yeah, there is the germ aspect, but also... a lot of people put way too much pressure on handshakes, and no one really does that for fist bumps.
You mean like when you meet someone?
Yeah, like, oh, well, you got to make a good impression, have a good firm handshake, and some people take that way too seriously.
When I was growing up, that was a major, major thing. And also, I think a lot of people still judge to a certain degree. Like, I will say if someone has like a limp handshake, that annoys me. I don't know. It's weird.
No, that's just, I mean, that's look, fair. Look, it can be
just,
weird.
Just give the person like a good, you don't have to like, I mean, Trump is notorious for trying to like squeeze people's hands. Yeah. Just a firm handshake and look them in the eye. Nice to meet you.
Also, fist bumping little kids is so much fun.
Well, yeah, sure. Absolutely. Let's see here. Cam also says in Appleton, I chewed out a woman at Cub Foods for picking up meatballs with her hands and popping them in her mouth at the self-serve station at the hot food court. Who does that? What's wrong with people? All right. What's worse, handshake or fist bump? 855-752-4842. More on the other side. Ag update, news, weather, and sports. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump says U.S. Steel and Japan's Nippon Steel are planning a partnership as he announced a 50% tariff on imported steel. Pennsylvania steelworkers react.
We're going to put new blood into our mill, into our economy. This is great.
I have work for the next 10 years. It's great to know, like, job security. Good to know there's more investments coming.
The Supreme Court is allowing President Trump to remove special migrant status and deport 500,000 people from dangerous countries.
The program is ended for now. I do want to caution that this isn't a final ruling on the merits from the trial court, from the circuit court, or from the Supreme Court.
Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson. CBS's Alex Tin reports some of the issues with the new health report from HHS Secretary Kennedy.
There was the notice report criticizing the fact that there were several citations in that document that simply were wrong, that didn't go to actual studies that existed.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
The Brewers in Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 2 of the Brewers and the Phillies at Citizens Bank Park. The Brewers won last night 6-2. Top of the 5th, Christian Yelich at the plate against Phillies reliever Tanner Banks, who had just come into the game on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Yelich at the plate, infield back, first pitch swinging, fly ball to left, sends Kepler back at the wall and gone! First pitch into the ball game and it leaves to stage left. Yelich, his 11th home run of the season, and the Brewers have hung a 5 spot on the Phillies.
And not wasted any time. First pitch.
Yelich with 2 home runs, 4 runs batted in. The Brewers stealing 5 bases. They lead the National League in stolen bases. Manager Pat Murphy.
That is a factor, and you know we have to be that type of team. And I don't know that it was the factor tonight as much as it was the threat of the steal. But I'll take Yelich's 2 homers over the steals.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Hey ho, jazz fans. It's summer, and there's nothing better than outdoor jazz in the summertime in Wisconsin. So if you're in the Madison area, check out the Madison Jazz Festival from June 5th through the 15th. This year's attractions include Emma Dayhuff, the Edwin Doherty Five-Tet, the Emmy Castro Peruvian Jazz Quintet, the Sweet Tooth Jazz Band, and check out Jazz Sunday at the UW-Madison Memorial Union. Aw, yeah. And if you're up in Northeast Wisconsin, check out Sundrop Days. Shauna was known for its delicious Sundrop Manufacturing and Distribution Center. The annual festival is held the first week of June every year and kicks off this coming Friday. There's stuff for kids, crafts, live music, and of course, some dynamite soda. That's right, folks. Finally, there is a festival centered around a delicious soft drink, especially the real sugar version in a glass bottle, baby. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and hazy tonight with a low in the mid-50s and filtered sunshine for tomorrow, a high around 80. Mostly sunny and up to the low 80s on Sunday. Close to 90 on Monday, breezy, storms Monday night and Tuesday. It's 60 right now.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is for people who watched me anchoring the news at Channel 13. My last day at TV 13 was 20 years ago yesterday.
Oh, I'm old now too.
Well, yeah, that was my whole point.
And I was too when you stopped working at TV.
That's what I get all the time now is people come up and they go, oh, were you on TV? I'm like, yeah. And then I go, don't say it. I watched you when I was a little kid. I'm like, yikes.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome back comedian singer Rob Paravonian and Milwaukee-based actor Rob Martin, and I talk about our favorite movie gangsters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. 35 minutes now past the hour, 3 o'clock on a TGIF Friday edition of the Allball Show. Zomer's on the board. Glad to have you here. You say, Todd, looks like it could rain. Well, in some parts of Wisconsin, it might be raining. Could have showers and garden variety thunderstorms moving across the state from north to south throughout the afternoon into this evening. But that's going to clear out what you think could be clouds in part of Wisconsin now. Kind of, I don't want to say dark, but it looks over very heavily overcast. What yes, it looks
very
like
overcast, a little gloomy.
That's a good word, gloomy here in Madison, and it's because we are under a air quality advisory today. Wildfires up in Canada, in the forests up there, Manitoba, Saskatchewan. Some of which are still out of control. Hundreds of thousands of acres burned. And the smoke is moving south across Wisconsin. And that's what makes it look like it's super cloudy right now. So if you're somebody with asthma or whatnot, take care. Wear a mask or just stay inside if you can. It should move out of here by tomorrow with the showers and thunderstorms rolling through. Could be warmer this weekend. And then maybe partner, as my granddad used to say, partner 90 degrees on Monday, and humid conditions might be into air conditioner weather by the time we get to Friday. Right now, we're right in the middle of what's worse, asking the question, what's worse, handshake or fist bump? A handshake or a fist bump? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. 752-4842, or you can text us on the Civic Media app. John in Edgerton, listening on WMDX, says fist bumps are worse because the handshake was always to see if your enemy had its weapon. Really?
I did not know that, but
I'm going to believe John's. This would be a great addition to the Liars Club. Is John just seeing whether I'll read something that's not true, or is he giving us a hitherto unknown fact? I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say that it's true. That's really interesting, John. I did not, as Johnny Carson once said, I did not know that.
According to history.com,
yes,
he's onto something.
Really?
That a popular theory is that the gesture began as a way of conveying peaceful intentions. By extending their empty right hands, strangers could show they were not holding weapons and bore no ill will toward one another. And some even suggest that the up and down motion of the handshake was supposed to dislodge anything hidden in your sleeve.
John, unquote. For the win. John Edgerton for the win today. Nicely done, John. See, this is the part I love about this bit every day. A lot of times it's just for a laugh or whatever, but occasionally you learn something new.
You really do? I had no idea.
I did not either.
I just thought it was one of those weird things people do.
Yeah. You think a handshake is a weird thing?
I mean, I don't think it's weird. Everyone does it, but it's just, I didn't think there was a specific reason for it.
Got it. But you're a fist bump guy, so we'll forgive you. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Back to the phone lines from beautiful Brookfield, listening on WAUK, Jim, handshake or fist bump? What's worse?
I would say the handshake, only because of the germs post-COVID. You know, I've gone to fist bumps, and after COVID, I went a full year with just doing fist bumps because I didn't like somebody wiping their mouth or whatever, and then shaking hands with me. And went a full year just doing fist bumps. And the first person that caught me and grabbed my hand and shook my hand was my doctor.
Really?
You know, in the medical office. And then what does he do? He turns around and washes his hands in the sink. So anyway, I think handshakes are worse. And also, Todd, to expand on that handshake, you put it out to show no weapons. Mm-hmm. It goes back to the medieval days for the toast. When you banged glasses, you're supposed to splash some into each other's cup to show you're not poisoning your opponent or your enemy or whomever you're dining with.
So
the handshake, no weapon. Toast means you're not poisoning, you know, if you splash a little over into your glass.
That makes sense.
Once again, I did not know this, Jim. Thank you for more hitherto unknown facts. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend down there in beautiful Brookfield, all right?
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. See, we have the best listeners, always serving up great info, things that you, news you can use.
Well, I don't know about, party. You can impress someone at a party with your history knowledge. You can impress somebody at a
party. So next time you, cheers and spill some of your drink into your friend or your neighbors, like, what are you doing? Well, I just want to make sure I'm not poisoning you.
Yeah, you got to, especially if you're all drinking different things.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see here. Eric in Lodi, listening on WMDX, says a handshake is worse. I know the bathroom hand washing habits of too many people to not feel icky shaking someone's hands. I don't know. I guess I don't think about this as much, but I don't know. We'll see. I guess I'm more of a traditionalist. I don't know. I grew up where handshakes were made to be more important, I guess, than maybe some people. I think post-COVID has really done a lot for that.
I think so. And for me, yes, I said that handshakes are worse, but I don't dislike them.
Yeah.
I just feel like fist bumps have more upside to me.
I'm old fashioned, so just for the sake of being different today, I'll say fist bumps are worse. Because it's sometimes I feel awkward when I do a fist bump because you don't know right away whether, like, is the other person going to do it back or what?
One thing that was interesting to me in this history.com article about the origin of the handshake tips us off to some of the way the culture is now, where it says a lot about your character or whatever.
Right.
One 1877 Victorian guide counseled its readers that a gentleman who rudely presses the hand offered to him in salutation or too violently shakes it ought never to have an opportunity to repeat this offense.
Really?
If someone gives you a bad handshake, excommunicate them. Never again.
Lots of medieval history today on the show. All right. That'll wrap it up. Once again, we'll be back next week with another edition of What's Worse here on the show. I mentioned this earlier, and I want to just bring it up here, kind of turn a page, I guess you'd say. Because, again, I think that so often these things are happening in Washington, D.C., and there's a lot of, well, this is never going to affect me, from the Trump administration.
And to a degree, I get that because many things so far haven't affected some people. But I think this kind of fire hose, I know I use that term too much, but all this news coming out today regarding immigration and migrants. We have this guy now, as we talked earlier, in Milwaukee, who was the victim of being beaten up, I guess we have to say allegedly, because this guy hasn't had his day in court yet. And the guy who allegedly beat up this migrant, he is now accused of writing a letter, making it look like it was from the guy he beat up, threatening to kill President Trump in hopes that the guy would be deported. And I guess the guy that beat him up then thought he would get off on these charges, these allegations. And I kind of mentioned the other part of this in passing. And I'm looking at CNN right now on their website. And this is like not even making any of the top headlines right now. It was announced overnight that the Trump administration is going to get rid of, basically, the legal status of a half a million people who are from countries such as Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. We hear a lot from folks about, well, you know, the general they, if they want to be here, they should do it the right way. Don't come illegal. Here you have approximately a half a million people who are from countries that are, in some cases, war-torn, that they were threatened, and they went through the legal process. It is shown that all of these people, in order to get legal status in this country, had to show financial sponsors. In other words, and I've gone through this as someone who worked on immigration issues in the congressional office for many years. It's not just like, hey, here's Jane or Joe and they're sponsoring me. Jane or Joe or whoever it is, they have to submit very extensive bank statements, financial statements, legal statements, proving that they have the resources to financially support an immigrant to this country. Then they have, then the immigrant, the applicant, or what am I trying to say? The applicant has to submit all the paperwork for themselves. And then it gets approved. On top of that, all of these people had to pay their own ticket to get here. Government did not fly them here. They paid their own way. They landed. They went through the proper channels. They have their visas. And the visas were for 2 years to say, okay, you have 2 years to live in the United States legally while we look at your case and determine whether you can stay here longer term. And now, last night, the Trump administration announced they are immediately pulling these visas. Half a million people who've come here the right way, quote unquote. And now they either have to immediately find a way, figure out a way to go back to their original country, or risk being arrested, deported, their lives upended. I just ask that people would stop and put yourself in that individual's place. You did it the quote-unquote right way. You're a legal immigrant to this country. You paid your own way. You found sponsorships here in the United States that will support you while you get your life in order. You did everything right. You haven't committed any crimes. And the Trump administration looks at you and says, get the hell out. Not exactly the Ellis Island American story. Not exactly the story of America welcomes the poor, the hungry, the immigrant trying to find a better life. There is nothing American about what Donald Trump is doing here. It is spiteful, it is nasty, and it's just plain mean. And the reality is, as someone who has been to a foreign country several times in Central America, what this action does is actually increases illegal immigration. Because people in other countries look at this and say, why the heck should I do it the right way? I have a better chance if I go undocumented, go with a coyote, pay the money to go across the border, and live quietly with my family. When you don't provide a reliable legal path to entry and if people want eventually citizenship, all it does is encourages illegal immigration. And I feel terrible for these folks. And if you don't think that these kind of policies could affect you, ask the people in Shawnee County, Wisconsin, just west of Green Bay today, who are now under the scrutiny by the Trump administration for being a sanctuary city. And they voted for it with 67% of the vote because they passed a resolution being a sanctuary city for the Second Amendment. You can't make this stuff up. Back with your phone calls after this. It's the Todd Allball Show for a Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Matt Miller, a Milwaukee-based film critic. The film Sinners, the more distance I have from it, the more I liked it. Is that an Oscar film?
I think there is a love for what Sinners is doing, that a studio movie was this interesting and creative and thoughtful, but also entertaining. This is not the last you will hear about Sinners this year. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
Congressman Mark Pocan is here. Are you planning on going out on the road again, having a couple more town halls?
Yes. No, Claire, Derek and I have been invited by Opportunity Wisconsin, so I'm really looking forward to debating Derek. My guess is it's more likely I will sprout a head full of hair than he will show up. This is important to let people know what's in this bill, because there is a very good reason why Republicans are hiding from town halls.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by US Aging.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on to tap.fm/contest-terms. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to all across Wisconsin. A weather update with Brittany Merlot. She'll update us on the air quality watch this afternoon. Heavy smoke from those Canadian wildfires, and then some showers and thunderstorms tonight before it warms up over the weekend. And our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, in. The Brewers back in action tonight at Philadelphia. So be in tune for that. And then, of course, from 4 until 6, the Maggie Dawn Show with Maggie Dawn. And from 6 until 8, Pete Schwabba and Nightlight along with Conrad. Always a great show to end your day with here on Civic Media. Right now, talking about this story, the Trump administration canceling the legal visas of 500,000 folks who paid their own way, who did it the right way, who have financial sponsors, who did not commit crimes, and the Trump administration seemingly do it, you know, just because. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Dolores, listening on WMDX here in Madison. Dolores, thanks for holding. What say you?
Oh, thank you, Pat, for taking my call. I was born in Mexico, and I've been living here in the United States for over 30 years, and I'm a U.S. citizen. And I'm just wondering, you know, President Trump is doing all this, you know, getting all these visas revoked and everything. I'm wondering if our own home countries are, you know, start doing the same thing to the U.S. citizens who live in our countries, like, for example, Mexico. We have a lot of people, a lot of U.S. citizens who live in different cities, especially like in Tulum, San Miguel de Allende, in Puerto Vallarta. In a lot of these U.S. citizens, they're living illegally also. So I'm wondering if we start doing the same thing in our countries to see how they feel. So I'm just wondering about that.
Right. It's a great point, Dolores, and you know this better than anybody else, is that you're right. There's a lot of expats, as they say, Americans that go down there to either avoid taxes on income or to get cheaper health care, and they extend their visas, and because they're spending dollars, they kind of get to just go along. But wouldn't that be something if Mexico and Costa Rica and Panama kind of turn the tables on some of these folks?
Exactly. I mean, nobody knows what the immigrants going through. You know, I fortunately, you know, being an immigrant myself, it could be rough. It could be very, very rough. Yeah. You know, turning your life around from one day to another. But, you know, I will be for it to see if our, you know, Mexico or Belize or Costa Rica, you know, start doing the same thing. Yeah.
Well, Dolores, just know that you're part of what makes Wisconsin great, Dolores. So thank you so much. Have a great weekend. Thanks for calling in. Great point. Great point, by the way.
That is a great point, yeah.
All right. I want to end this show with this because filling in for Pat Kreitlow on his show this morning, he does this great segment where National Days. And today is National Hole in My Bucket Day. This is real. Each year on May 30th, National Hole in My Bucket Day is celebrated as a wacky holiday in honor of the fun children's song, There's a Hole in My Bucket, from the great Sesame Street skit who first aired in 1969 on PBS. So give us a little cut of this, Hole in My Bucket.
Boom, boom. Liza, going down to the well, fetch us some water.
Well, that's nice, dear Henry. Okay.
Wait a minute. Look at this. There's a hole in the bucket. Dear Liza, there's a hole in the bucket. Dear Liza, a hole.
So fix it, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. So fix it, dear Henry, dear Henry. Fix it.
Okay, but with what shall I fix it? Dear Liza, with what shall I fix it? Dear Liza, with what?
With a stick, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. with a stick, dear Henry, a stick.
This goes on, it's a 4.5 minute sketch.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic because the husband is just a dope. And the wife is sitting there in the rocking chair saying, I can't believe I married this fool. Like, that's what she's thinking. And eventually, at the end of the song, you know, the wife is just like, just fix it, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. Just fix it, dear Henry, fix it. It's one of my favorite all-time sketches on Sesame Street. And I did not know that they have a national day for it. So look for the hashtag on social media, hashtag hole in my bucket day. How about that? It originates, by the way, in Germany in the 1700s. It's about a back and forth conversation between Henry asking Liza advice on how to fix his leaky bucket.
Don't we all need help fixing our leaky buckets?
We really do.
Also, at the same time, you were saying it's from 1700s Germany. Cam and Appleton texted in saying the song is from 1700s Germany.
Well, there you go. Verification. So anyway, thanks. Many thanks to Pat Kreitlow for giving me that info for his show this morning and getting to share it with all of you.
My mom hates that song.
Does she really?
Because it sticks in her head.
And exactly. And all of you out there listening, you're welcome. Because you won't be able to get it out of your head the rest of the day. Parker, our new producer engineer in the morning, he was very entertained by me being entertained by He goes, I didn't think you'd be as excited about that as you are. I said, no, I absolutely am. All right, great show today. Many thanks to Shally Pittman, our brand new news director here at Civic Media. She's going to be great. I really appreciate her stopping by today. Zobbers, as always, doing yeoman's work on the boards for all of you for listening as well. Maggie Dawn is next. Take care of yourselves, everybody. Watch out for the smoke, which will clear out later today. Make it a great weekend across Wisconsin. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum and fix that hole in the bucket. We'll see you on Monday. Bye-bye.
Listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The Supreme Court has lifted a lower court order that kept humanitarian parole protections in place for more than 500,000 migrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, and 350,000 Venezuelan migrants in another case. CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez reports on what comes next.
And now the Trump administration has the legal authority to revoke their legal status and the accompanying work permits that they were granted to be able to remain and work here. Legally, the important distinction we have to make is that some of these migrants have been able to apply for other legal immigration benefits like a green card or asylum. They will be able to stay here for the time being.
Elon Musk just spent his last day as a special federal employee cutting budgets and slashing the ranks of federal workers. He visited President Trump in the Oval Office and promised to return.
They got-